Hi, I'm WTOP Entertainment Editor Jason Fraley, and I'm here with Brian and Melinda Wilson. And we're talking about the new movie, Love and Mercy. Beautiful movie. What was it like when you guys saw the movie for the first time, to see your own life up there? And I know it was a long
time. I felt very close to the movie because the actors that played me very well, very accurately. Yeah. So it was quite an experience.
And what did you make of Elizabeth Banks playing your wife?
I thought she was fantastic.
How was it seeing her play you?
Who could ask for anybody better than Elizabeth? She's amazing, I thought. She did a great job.
Yeah. And Brian, did you have any contact with, how much contact did you have with Paul and John Cusack before?
Well, they spent a couple of weeks with me to pick up on my mannerisms and stuff. So they got me down pat in there.
Mostly John, because Paul had more material to educate himself through. But John was at our house quite a bit.
Right.
But he's lovely, so it was amazing. We loved having him.
Awesome. I should tell you guys, congratulations, right? Is this your 20 years of marriage?
Yeah. In February it was 20 years.
What's the secret? Is it in the title? Is it Love and Mercy, or what's the secret?
Yeah, a lot of love and mercy, and I don't know, it just flew by. It doesn't seem like 20 years.
No, it doesn't, but, you know, yeah.
But it is.
Yeah. You said in the press conference some of these issues is you've been dealing with them for about 40 years. What would you say to someone else that maybe young, they have a lot going on too in their head, and what would you say to them after dealing with it 40 years? Hey, kid, here's how I would
help. To take drugs. That would be my advice.
How can they deal with it on a daily basis? Let's say they're not taking drugs, but they're still battling.
One day at a time, they're like, one day at a time.
Yeah.
And they have to talk. They have to tell people what they're going through instead of just doing it alone, because there's so many support groups out there. They need to seek support and help, just like if they had any other kind of disease. But for some reason, our society puts a stigma on mental illness. Mental illness, the word mental illness, and people go, oh no.
How do we break the stigma?
I think what we're doing here today and what Change Directions has been doing, the campaign, that's how you do it. You get the word out. You talk about it. It shouldn't be a taboo.
Yeah.
Especially when one in five people are suffering.
Yeah.
That's a lot.
Yeah, definitely. It's everywhere. It's everywhere you look.
It's everywhere.
How many people in this room?
Not only that, it's hereditary. Yeah. So it will continue with, you know, new generations. So we have to talk.
Absolutely. And Brian, how... Did the movie accurately capture your musical process? Or take?
Yes, it did.
Yeah.
Paul Dano absolutely captured my the way I produced records. He even sang like me.
Yeah. What is that musical process? Take me with inside of you of when you have the idea of music coming aboard. Out there, you said it was chords and then the melody and then, you know. Yeah. Take me into that process of how that actually comes out of you.
Well, it comes out of my heart. I have a feeling, and that feeling guides my hands along the keys, and then I just start humming a melody, and then I scribble out the words.
Yeah. And how do you free yourself to take chances and do things differently? Because a lot of things that you did in your music was really on the edge. You were taking things into a new place. So how do you free yourself to go where no one's gone before musically?
Well, like when we did Smile. That was an example of how we explored music a little farther into it.
Yeah. Is it wild to you that, you know, when you hear someone like Paul McCartney saying God Only Knows is the best written song of all time, is it weird to say, hey, that came out of me?
Yeah, I actually couldn't believe that he thought that. That was great.
Do you have any personal ones that, I mean, that's what he said was the best written, but do you personally hold certain ones that are almost hidden gems?
Well, I'd have to say California Girls, you know.
Yeah. Why is that?
Because of Mike's voice.
Oh, yeah.
The way he sings. Unbelievable singer.
Do you, Is there a point where, I mean, because you've been playing these songs for decades, is there a point you get tired of singing certain ones, or do you always,
does it bring it right back? Yeah.
Where were you when you came up with God Only Knows? Because I think the lyrics kind
of... I just come off listening to Rubber Soul by the Beatles,
yeah.
And I went to my piano and I started writing God Only Knows. I said, I'm going to make an album just like Rubber Soul.
And one of the cool things I thought in the movie, too, was... I mean, we've all heard Good Vibrations, but after seeing the movie and you think about it in a new way, is you're picking up good vibrations, and is it almost like you're picking up these musical vibrations from above, from the world around?
From God.
Yeah. How are you going to stay involved with the movie as it goes on? Obviously, there will be, you know, award season. I think it should be up for some stuff. Are you?
We definitely do.
Yeah.
We will stay involved.
And how will you continue the outreach for a group like Change Direction?
Barbara is going to be our leader. Yeah. And whatever she asks of us, we will help her out.
Awesome. Well, I appreciate you taking the time,
sir. Thank you very much.
Thank you so much.
All right.
Thank you.
Nice meeting you.
Thanks.
Bye-bye.